FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Start of the second half here. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you. After a short return on the run back, BG's going to have the ball here, Sky, to start the third quarter. Sydney leads 6-0, a battle of two defenses here in this rivalry matchup. Fumble on the ground is scooped up by Marshfield of BG, spins out of trouble, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage as Connor Davey had trouble fielding that one from center. And maybe some more of that wet dew out on the field here.
You know, I just thought about it. BG's first time they had the ball, like first quarter, fumbled it. Sydney, same thing. And now start this half, that's the same thing. What's going on with that?
It's a good point. You know, it's not an overly wet night or anything. Just we have seen kind of a hot potato at times here tonight. I'm still going to go with the theory we talked about earlier, that kind of wet, just dew, almost fog on the field that will kind of sit on the ball as it's constantly touching the ground. Another handoff here for BG on second down and nowhere to go, so we're going to bring up third down and 9 for the Bobcats, not the way they wanted to start this second half.
Now, they've been throwing a lot so far in the game on third downs, and they've been just missing the target on those plays. I'd be curious to see if they do go back to that to start the second half here and see if they can finally connect on a pass play.
So this will be a third down and 9 for the Bobcats. Going left to right again, they're in the navy blue with the gray pants, the white trim. Sydney's in the white tops, the gray pants and the gray helmets. And this is BG going left to right on their own 38. Davey rolls out. He's got the rush coming. Davey turns the corner, wants to throw. He's got a receiver, but it is incomplete. BG fans wanted pass interference as it was one-on-one coverage down the field, but they're not going to get the call. Fourth down coming. 10.5 to go in the third. Sydney holds on defense. They lead 6-0, and it looks like BG is going to punt this one away.
Great first defensive possession for Sydney there, getting a three and out, getting the ball back. And like you talked about, Nate, if they can get the ball here, go down and score, that really feels like making it a two-possession game a pretty big margin, a game like this where defense has been great and points have been hard to come by.
And that's another third down where we see BG elect to go to the air. And it just hasn't quite worked out for them. Quick substitution here for BG on the punt. Marshfield waiting and gives this one a good boot. Sydney will field it at the 30. And bringing it out to the 40 here for the Warriors is Devin Baker. And so our first look at the Sydney offense here in the third quarter as it's Sydney 6, BG nothing, 10.5 to go third quarter.
I'm curious to see if Sydney's made any adjustments offensively in the second half after a great first drive and then after that kind of stalling out. But, you know, Coach Matthews with the experience and stuff like that, let's see if they make any kind of adjustments offensively here in the second half. And BG, can we keep up the same defensive performance we had in the first half?
I'm curious if we'll see Sydney get Logan Russo a little more involved or some of the other wide receivers. It's pretty much been Easton and Cash so far in the first half. Let's see what happens here in this third quarter. We're going to go right back to Cash, running up the middle here, brought down by the BG line. Seymour was in there to bring him down, but a couple of yards, so that'll bring up a second down and about 8 to go. With Sydney leading 6-0 over BG. Battle of the defenses here tonight under the lights in Bainbridge. Great crowd. I've noticed, Sky, you know, you look over on the far side along the fence, fans starting to trickle in, and you can always see a lot of fans down here to our right, kind of in our blind spot of the press box, but really good crowd here.
They really do circle the field here.
It's going to be a second down and 8. Sydney to the outside with Easton. Met with a nice tackle on the edge there by the BG Bobcats, Damon Seymour. And Janita was there as well with 9.5 to go in the third. And a third down and 8 coming up here for Sydney. They're just going to have to find some other trick in the playbook here, Sky, because BG, again, continuing to just hone in on Cash and Easton.
And so far, I was talking about kind of any adjustments, we haven't really seen any. First play was up the middle with Cash. Second play on the outside with Easton. And BG's like, well, we've seen this pretty much all game. We've seen this before. So
run to the outside with Cash. Slicing and dicing through the defense. And he's going to be very close to a first down, about 2 yards short. But we do have a flag on the play. It's going to be a holding against Sidney, taking away the nice run by Corbin Cash. So now it feels like Sidney's going to have to punt this away, Sky.
Well, it'll be a replay third.
That's true. That's true. Good point.
You're welcome.
That's why I bring you along, you know. So that's going to bring up a third and long.
That's where the big bucks come in.
That's right. That is right. 9 minutes to go here, third quarter. We will replay third down. Going to be about a third and 19 to go here.
Obvious passing situation, I would think, here for Sidney. Maybe get, you know, a guy like Russo involved or something like that. But for BG, kind of expect that to come here. But they've been getting great pass rush pressure on Easton.
Three wide receivers split to the left. Over the middle, they try to complete the pass there to Devin Baker. It was too tall. Now we have fourth down coming up, and Sidney will punt it away. So the BG defense holds with 8:45 to go in the third. It is Sidney leading 6-0. In case you're just joining in, Sidney scored on the very first drive way back in the first quarter. Since then, it has been a battle of the two defenses. Looks like we might have another out-of-town score coming up here for Unitego. So Unitego Franklin now trailing at Morrisville Eaton 36-20. Late in the third quarter, that game on the road tonight for Unitego Franklin. Easton looking to punt it away. Got a big boot on this one. And Marshfield is going to field this back at the BG 30. Out to the 40, slips the tackle. 45 still on his feet. Dragging everybody forward out to about the 48. About an 18-yard return there by Marshfield for BG. Good field position again for the Bobcats. They will go left to right.
First and 10, Bobcats.
About 8.5 to go here in the third. And still a 6-0 lead for Sidney over BG. Sky, any games locally this year that you're looking forward to? I know you've kind of looked ahead at the schedule a little bit. Anybody, any teams you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, we've talked about it at halftime. I mean, we're very fortunate in Section 4 to have just great football and great sports. I mean, we talked about different ones in field hockey. I didn't mention, but we got some very good field hockey teams as well, which we got to have someone explain the rules, as you mentioned, you know, for that one. But, well, I'll continue on after this play here.
BG with a first and 10, 8.5 to go in the first quarter. They're going to hand it off up the middle to Seymour, crashing forward, good for about a yard.
But the local ones where there's that, like this right here, BG, Sidney, are right down the road. Walton, Delhi, you know, ones like that that are, they have that historic, you know, rivalry. They're always fun. The communities really, I mean, we see all the Sidney fans and BG fans here tonight where the communities get very involved, are always great. On the big scale, I mean, obviously you mentioned Waverly, Tioga tonight. Down the road, though, it's always tough because, you know, yes, I have some games in mind, but you never know how injuries could affect that and stuff. So I don't want to look too far ahead. But
yeah, we do try to take it week to week just to see how teams are doing and what the matchups will be. QB keeper here for Connor Davey to the outside. Pushed out of bounds at the 50. So going to be a third down and about 7 to go, maybe 6. With 7:45 to go here in the third quarter. A 6-0 lead for Sidney over BG, and the Bobcats want to take a timeout. We're going to step away and be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sidney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back on a third down and 6 to go. Damon Seymour dragging several tacklers across the first down line, across the 40 to the 35. We've said it before, Scott. You give him the ball, good things are going
to
happen.
He's so tough to bring down, too. As you said, he just dragged multiple defenders for extra yardage. And, you know, the fight and determination that he had last year when we were here, he really impressed me, the couple games that we did for them. But it's like yards after contact, and it takes more than one guy to bring him down. And it wears on you when you're on defense.
7:15 to go in the third quarter. Two wide receivers split out to the right. A promising-looking drive here for the Bobcats. They throw to the outside, and a good catch by Marshfield. He was juggling it, brought it in, and dives his way forward to the 25-yard line with 6:55 to go here in the third quarter.
That time, and I believe the play before that, you saw BG actually for the first time in this game get out of the I formation that they've been doing, where they have just Seymour in the backfield and more guys out wide, which may spread the defense out a little bit more and even open up the middle for Seymour.
6:40 to go here in the third. Sydney football leading BG 6-0. Been a defensive battle here tonight. They go right back up the middle, and that middle seems to be just opening up a little bit more. As, again, they go right back to Damon Seymour. And that seems to be the ticket right now for BG.
And you saw, again, that play. He was the only one in the backfield, so they're spreading the defense out because another guy has to go out wide when the other guy goes out. So it's giving Seymour just a little bit more room.
Picks up a first down. So BG is inside the Sydney red zone, going left to right. They have the ball on the 19. 6:10 to go, third quarter. A 6-0 lead for Sydney over the Bobcats, but BG trying to answer. They go up the middle again with Seymour, driving the pile forward, across the 20 to the 15. And a second down coming up here for the Bobcats. Now, we've seen BG punch their way in a couple of times here tonight to the red zone and then come away empty. So it's going to be all about execution here, I would say, for the BG Bobcats.
I do like this new look for the formation, though, for them. It seems to be working right now, where Seymour's the only back in the backfield.
5.5 to go in the third. Davey under center. It's a second down and 6. They go right back to up the middle. Then Seymour cuts it to the outside, but he's brought down by two Sydney tacklers. Corbin Cash able to wrap him up around the waist, and a great tackle there by Sydney. So this will bring up third down and about 5 to go. BG's on the Sydney 15. This seems like a big third down here with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
It's very, very similar to that first half where it was a little bit closer to the end zone, but like if you get the first, or you don't want to go back and make fourth down that much more tough because you're definitely in four down territory right now.
4:55 to go in the third. A third down and 5. BG going left to right. Davey barking out signals. One wide receiver split to each side. Here's the handoff. They're going to go to Marshfield, I believe, got the hand up the middle, diving forward. I think he's going to be short, but he did pick up 3 or 4. It's going to be close.
It looks like he got it.
He got it. Great extra effort there and just diving forward. I thought maybe he'd be short, but he picks up a key first down.
It's always tough with the angles that we're at, you know. I wish we had, like, a drone or something.
It is. Sometimes when we get at this weird angle where, you know, we're, if you can picture it, we're right at the 50-yard line. So when you get down to the inside the 20, we're at kind of that tough angle in terms of seeing where the ball gets spotted. So BG now to the 9-yard line with a fresh set of downs. They hand it off, driving forward with Marshfield. He's inside the 5 here, and things are looking good for Bamers Guilford.
They've gone back to that I formation the last two plays. With Marshfield in the backfield and Seymour leading the way. But right now I'm liking BG's offense. They're doing a really nice job. And, you know, credit to both teams because there really has not been, other than a couple bobbles that Sydney didn't ultimately lose, there's really been no fumbles.
No, it's, you know, Sydney did bobble a couple, but everybody's been able to scoop them up.
The BG guys here in the box are not happy with me talking about that right now.
Marshfield to the outside. And going to the outside, good for a yard or two. 3.5 to go in the third. Going to be a third down and about, 3 to go, I would say, here.
This could be about third.
Yeah,
2 yards to go.
Third and 2.
Yeah, I wonder if it's at a tough angle.
Yeah, tough angle, but, boy, if they get these 2 yards, they're going to be in the end zone.
We can say if they definitely get three yards, they're definitely in.
BG trying to punch this in here with 3 minutes to go in the third. Snap to Davey. They're going to go to Seymour, piling through. Did he get it? He's pushed back by the Sydney line, still on his feet, and then tackled as Garrett Oliver would not let go.
Now, that forward progress, how close did he get, though? It's got to be, like, inside the one, it looks like, right now.
Yeah, going to be very close here. So, boy, here we are again, Sky. Deja vu, fourth and one. Ball is on the 1 yard line. So can we get a goal line stand for the second time tonight if you're the Sydney football team? 2:25 to go in the third. Going to be a battle in the trenches. They hand it off to Marshfield. Going to be very close. We don't have a signal yet. Yes, there it is. Touchdown. He just gets over the line, and we're tied at six with 2:18 to go in the third.
That was another one that was, as you said, just got there. There's been so many great plays that have been so close just like that all game. Now we got ourselves a tie ball game. BG can possibly take the lead. This is a big, big extra point here.
Yeah, this is huge because the way this game has gone, you put in, you know, the extra point. I believe they're going to go for two here. You punch this in, you're going to have the lead, and that's looking pretty good right now.
And they just took a lot of time off the clock on that drive as well.
Huge drive, chewed up a ton of time here in this third quarter. The defense has been settling in, and you have to figure they're going to try to wear Sydney down a little bit physically. Here's the two-point conversion. Dropping back, Davey wants to roll. Pass is complete and in for two. It is good. Kyle Patton catches that on the rollout, and the Bobcats take an 8-6 lead. 2:18 in the third. Bainbridge on top for the first time tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, 2:18 to go in the third, and BG has taken an 8-6 lead over the Sydney Warriors here in Bainbridge. A heck of a battle here tonight. And we were joking about it. I think it's okay to say this during the break, Sky. They roll out the throw there on the two-point conversion. You're going, oh, boy, I don't know, but a great catch there by Kyle Patton. And it all looks good now.
Well, I mean, sometimes you do, I guess, what the defense does not expect you to do. And we've seen them throw the ball a couple times. It's not like they've been that far off on their passes. They just haven't really completed many. But in a crucial spot like that, like we were saying at the break, you know, you try to go to something that maybe you've had a little more success with or something like that that, you know, has been working, hand the ball to Seymour, Marshfield, something like that. The pass hasn't really been there, so, but they go to it, they convert it, and now they got a two-point lead.
Yeah, that was huge, and how the tides have turned, right? It felt like Sydney had all the momentum, but a great, just methodical drive there by BG gets it done. Going to be a kickoff here for the Bobcats. Back deep, Sydney will receive at the 20, picked up by Dylan Easton, runs to the outside. He's got some room. Easton to the 45 and trots out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. An excellent return there for Dylan Easton.
Came up limping a little bit on that one when he got out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Kind of slippery there on the sideline. Hope he's okay. Still trotting back to the line here. Seems to be okay here. But Sky, what's Sidney have to do to try to answer now?
I think they got to switch it up a little bit on offense. We've seen Cash up the middle, Easton up the middle, around the outside. They haven't thrown the ball much, which is kind of surprising to me. But I feel like I'm watching the same couple plays, and I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about them or anything, but I think you need a little bit more of a variety. You saw BG. Yes, they still ran the ball up the middle, but they switched formation even. So sometimes just different looks. Stuff like that I would hope maybe Sidney starts doing to get some more yardage and put the ball in the end zone.
Sidney going right to left in the white tops, the gray pants, the gray helmets. They go to Easton on the outside. We got a flag on the play. I believe this is going to go against the Sidney Warriors, negating about a five-yard run there from Easton. And it looked like the block to free up Easton there by Devin Baker is going to get called with 2:05 to go in the third. Yep, going against the Sidney Warriors here.
But once again, that was a play that I feel like we've seen. I mean, yeah, they picked up 5 yards, but for a defense, it's like, all right, kind of know what this is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, going against Sidney here. So backing them up all the way to about the 33-yard line or so, I would say.
Looks like it, yeah. That's a big loss right there.
Big loss on the play. Backing them up. 2:05 to go here in the third. There was something more. It was more than just a block there, Sky.
I think it was an illegal crack box was the motion that he made. So I think when the guy came back and looked at the wide receiver, came back in and hit a guy illegally.
So that was tacked on a little bit extra, pushing them back for a first and 21 here. So Easton will pitch to the outside for Corbin Cash. Cuts back to the inside. Cash still on his feet. Gets a big chunk of it back out to the 40 with a 1:45 to go here in the third. And so he picks up probably about 10 yards right there.
Still makes it second and about 20-ish. Maybe not quite 20, but that penalty really pushed him back.
It really did. So, yeah, it's going to be second down and a long way to go.
and you know, if you're Sidney, we haven't moved the ball much, so penalties like that really hurt us.
Yeah, going to be about a second and 20 here. So Cash picking up a decent chunk on that first down, or that first down opportunity, but certainly still a long way to go here for the Sidney Warriors. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. On a second and 20. So that first down was probably about a first and 25 or 26 after they pick up a couple there with Cash on that first down. Minute to go here, third quarter. Clock still moving. Easton is in the shotgun. Sidney's going to go to the air. Easton tossing one up into the night sky, and this one is intercepted by BG. Tracking it back there was Parker Boutique, and he picked it off for Bainbridge Guilford.
Great play defensively right there. He and the wide receiver were battling for it, too, as they were coming down, but great job by Boutis holding on to that, keeping possession and getting BG the ball back.
Our first turnover of the night as well. That had to be tough to track. A high ball up in the lights, one-on-one with the receiver. He went for it, and he was able to pull it down.
Yeah, credit to the defensive back on that one. He made a great read, because sometimes you're watching the ball, and you know you have to also worry about the receiver, and it gets real easy just get watching the ball, and then you realize, oh, it's a little bit further, and a guy gets behind you.
So Sidney really going for it there on that second down and long, and the BG defense steps up. They'll get the ball back here with 48 seconds to go, third quarter, on their own 28-yard line going left to right. Davey to the outside. We got a flag on the play as Sidney's able to bring him down. Hogan Russo on the tackle. See what the call is here from the official. Make sure you stay tuned here for the fourth quarter. That one coming up in just a few minutes. Holding call against the Bobcats. Thanks for listening online as well tonight, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Also, our game audio archive. We record these games. We put them up on our website so you can go back and listen anytime, all courtesy of SFCU. So this will back up the Bobcats here after that first down penalty. 43 seconds to go in this third quarter. pushing back BG to about the 18-yard line here. So 40 seconds to go in the third. Clock running for the Bobcats.
Going
to be a first and 20. 30 seconds to go in this third quarter, and BG holding on to a two-point lead after that touchdown from Marshfield and two-point conversion to Patton. Davey running to the outside. He's got some running room. Davey on the first and 20 picks up about 18 yards before he's tackled at about the 38-yard line with 10 seconds to go in the third.
And you can see the field's wet because when he went tackled, he just slid.
That's going to do it for the third quarter as they can't get back to the line in time. And so third quarter in the books. It's BG taking the lead 8-6 over Sydney. Fourth quarter coming up. Don't miss it on WCDO.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season. And we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. 8-6, BG on top of the Sydney football team here. And, boy, it's been back and forth. Both defenses playing very hard. But this one's going to come right down to the wire, Sky. I would expect this to be a well, hard-fought fourth quarter. And it's going to really be a chess game here, I think. You know, field position and who can execute the most.
Yeah, I mean, BG's been playing very well lately in this game. After basically that first possession where they gave up a touchdown to Sydney, they've been really playing well. And then last drive offensively, they get in. If they can go down here and score and get the two-point conversion, that makes it a two-possession game. So that's what they're definitely going to be looking to do.
All right, as we start the fourth quarter, we switch ends of the field. So this is BG with the ball, a second and two, now going right to left. They run to the outside. Now cutting back inside is Seymour across the 40 and brought down at the 41. So fresh into the fourth quarter, BG with an 8-6 lead over Sydney. And can this Sydney defense hold on, give their offense another chance? As we've said, they came in with the state minimum tonight, 16 guys to start this game. You look over on the sideline, only a couple of bodies there to bring in. They've had injuries and you know, guys trying to still get their practices in and things like that. So they're kind of the skeleton crew here tonight, and you got to applaud their effort, that's for sure. Going to be an official timeout here taken by the referee, and he's yelling over at the BG bench. I didn't see an official timeout here or anything, did you? Both sides are walking over to the bench, though. Oh, boy, I think we might have seen a lightning strike.
Oh, boy. A flash of lightning.
And both teams are going to head off the field here. I thought we were going to maybe get through this game tonight without the lightning strike. As we had a huge storm roll through the area yesterday, Sky, and a lot of games, soccer, field hockey, all got postponed. But the deal with the lightning strike is you wait 30 minutes, and every time lightning is seen, the clock restarts. So it could be a long break. Now, they've gotten far enough in the game, if they have to call it at some point, much like they do in soccer, I believe they would just say it's an 8-6 win here for BG. But we'll wait and see.
Which would not make Sydney happy.
Cause no.
This is one of those games where right now it can go really either way.
So both teams have headed off the field. Again, we have had an official timeout here as the officiating crew saw a lightning strike. We do know there's some storms in the area. It looked like we were going to be okay for tonight's game, but even if they see it, you got to step off for at least half hour. So we'll keep an eye on that. Sky and I are going to take a quick break. We'll play a couple of ads. Then we are going to come back, talk some more, and we'll probably spin some tunes here in a little bit as well. So stay tuned. Again, it's 8-6 with 11.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG freshly on top of Sydney. We're officially in the lightning delay. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in a lightning delay here in Bainbridge. 11.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. BG football leading Sydney 8-6. Sydney has led this game 6-0 for a long way. Sydney scored on a Dylan Easton 15-yard TD run on the first drive of the game. They led the whole first half, went into the break up 6-0, but a long, methodical drive by BG, and they punched it in on the one-yard line. Late in the third quarter, and they got the two-point conversion, so they now lead 8-6. And we'll see what happens here. Both teams went to the dressing room. I spent most of my afternoon yesterday at soccer games waiting around to see what they would do. In soccer, if you get into the second half, they can call it and officially say one team wins, one team loses. If you're in the first half, they call it and they say you got to reschedule and you're going to come back and do it some other time. Football, I'm assuming this game has gone far enough that they would maybe call it in favor of BG, but we'll have to wait and see after a half-hour delay. And basically, each time if you see lightning, that clock restarts. So it's really going to depend on what the officiating crew wants to do, what each coaching staff wants to do, and are these fans going to stick around? So
no flash photography.
Yeah, right. Hey, McPherson brothers, keep the cameras put away. But... yeah, I think at this point, Sky and I will talk for a little bit here, and then we're going to spin some tunes. We'll probably play a song or two and then check back in with you to keep you posted, as I know a lot of people will be checking in, wanting to know what's going on, and we'll just have to wait it out. I mean, it is what it is. It's safety first. We're in a football field with a lot of big metal poles and bleachers, so you got to put safety first. But certainly, it's always a frustrating thing, especially when the weather has been absolutely fantastic here so far tonight.
And, you know, when this break does end, if it should end, because I can't predict the weather,
right?
I'll be curious to see how both teams come out of the break, because you really have felt like for the last, I'll say, three quarters that this game has been pretty even. But BG, especially after that touchdown drive, the interception that they got, feels like they've had a lot of momentum recently, but when you have a complete stoppage in play like that, that momentum can go away, and it also gives the coaches, you're guaranteed, as you said, at least 30 minutes of time to go over what to do or any adjustments that you need to make to finish out this game, and that's a good amount of time to figure something out.
Yeah, it really is, and we've seen situations like this before with lightning delays, and we were actually joking about it at the station earlier today. There was a game a few years ago here where the officials didn't show up. There was a scheduling snafu, and there was no officiating crew. We waited around for about an hour. They did get some officials here, but it was interesting to see a team go through their full warm-up and then have to go sit in the locker room and kind of wait, and that was a long and late night, but it did. It really affected the game plan and how things were going to go. So, you know, we'll see what happens here tonight and what's going on with the weather. Sky and I are going to take a quick break. We'll play some tunes. We'll come back every couple of minutes to keep you posted. But currently, a lightning delay here. BG and Sydney football, we're in Bainbridge. It's an 8-6 lead for BG over Sydney at the start of the fourth quarter. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Playing your classic hits and today's best music for 40 years. The Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Back to the music.
I'm living in vain, and I don't wanna feel where I'm.
continuous favorites at FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here in a lightning delay. It is BG football hosting Sydney tonight in Bainbridge, and currently BG leads Sydney 8-6. If you're just joining us, we have about 11 and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The game was stopped for lightning, which looks like, to me, it's kind of over somewhere in the Sydney area up the I-88 corridor. But basically, they take these things very seriously, and anytime there's a lightning strike, it's a 30-minute delay. Every time they see lightning again, that clock resets. So we are currently, I've been in touch with some of the Section 4 rule guys to see a little bit about what that will look like, how long we might want to wait this out. It's kind of up to the officiating crew tonight, as well as both coaching staffs, and I'm sure both athletic directors will be chatting about this as well. So our goal here is to just play a couple songs, come back and talk about things. And this is a problem that has been going on all day yesterday. There was a ton of games that were postponed, games that started that couldn't get finished. It's going to become a scheduling nightmare because tomorrow doesn't look great either, and there's a lot of Saturday games scheduled tomorrow across all sports. And even next week doesn't look that good. Of course, there is a hurricane off the coast somewhere, and I don't know if some of that's going to bring some rain in over the next week or so, but this little hot spell that we had is now kind of turning back into the wet summer that we had. So tough break, but you can't control Mother Nature. Isn't that what they say, Sky?
Something like that. I don't really, you know, I'm not too good with the sayings, but you, you know, I guess right now I'll go back to one of my famous lines from last year. We had a little bit of a lull in the action.
A lull in the action, yes.
So we'll have to figure some stuff, I guess, to talk about. I mean,
I did hear back from the Section 4 guys, and in the handbook, I mean, really, as I'm reading this, it looks like what kind of what we were saying, the coaching staffs and both ADs will come together and make a decision. So I'm going to read into this a little bit more during our next break so that we can try to give you as much information on this as possible, because I think this is what happens in this situation, Sky. Somebody's not going to be happy. You know, Sydney was ahead for most of this game. BG just took the lead, but still 11 and a half minutes left. So do they call this game and say, you know, hey, BG wins, it's 8-6, do you try to come back and play it another time? Can you just wait it out until we play? I mean, those are all options that are going to be on the table here, so we'll read up a little bit more about this.
Yeah, and it's a matter of, you know, at what point is the break too, I don't want to say too long, but at what point has enough time gone by to where you make that decision of, okay, well, we can't really continue on because it's that late, or, you know, we're not really sure if the weather's going to get better as well. You know, I'm happy I'm not in a position to make that call. And obviously, if you're Sydney in this situation, we're only down by 2 points right now.
Right.
You know, you'd hate to start a season off with a loss in a game like this where anything can happen and it changes the whole game.
And again, both teams are in the locker room right now, cooling off, so hard to, you know, be so warmed up and hot out on the field and then go sit there for half an hour or more and try to come back and play. You throw that all into it as well. I know at least yesterday we had a lot of time sitting around waiting for soccer, and we were talking about, well, could you play a game late into the night? And I know at least a lot of the soccer officials were telling me they need to be out of the facility by a certain time.
Okay.
And I believe that time was 10:30 p.m. Now, when I think about football, heck, we didn't start that BG Sherburne-Earlville game until 9 o'clock last week, so maybe it's a little different for different sports. And it could also be, you know, maybe we can't be starting or restarting a game at 10:30 at night. And I think that also might be different for soccer because of playing during the week, school the next day, etc.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to wait this out, but, you know, we will stay in touch with all the ADs and everybody for sure.
Yeah, I just saw, I hate to say it, but, you know, another strike. And as you said, that's just another 30 minutes from this point. And
it's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, it's just a tough spot to be in. And, you know, we talked about it, too, is you just touched on, for the athletes, okay, we've been going and going and going, and now we're going to be sitting and waiting for who knows how long, and then to get back up and get loose again and back in the game. That's a tough spot to be in as well for the athletes because, you know, I mean, they're young. I mean, old guys like you and I, you know, it takes us a little bit longer to loosen back up and warm up again, Nate, you know.
Here's another option. Tioga and Waverly are now, wow, that was a big flash. Wow, that one was close to home. Tioga and Waverly are now postponed until tomorrow night.
Oh.
So is that an option? You know, I guess that's all going to be on the table.
Now, they did start tonight?
I'm going to find out, but that was just some of the information that was sent by some other media guys. So they might have started playing. I'm seeing that a lot. We literally had a team show up and play soccer for 2 minutes today, and then they sat around for 3.5 hours, and they were able to finish it. But that's kind of what you're running into right now. How long do you want to wait it out? Because the reschedule becomes almost impossible.
And in this situation, like you talked about, we're already into the fourth quarter, and there's only 11 and a half minutes left in the game. And I say only that. It's a two-point game, and anything can happen. But
yeah, exactly.
It's a tough call to make. Are you too far into the game? These schools are fortunately very close to each other, so it's not like you have to make an hour or so drive down the road. I don't know if that will impact any decision-making, of course, as well. As I said, I'm just happy I'm not the one that has to be in that decision-making.
That's tough. All right, we're going to take another break, and just passing this along as well, folks, lightning storms and radio towers and electric usually don't get along real well. If for some reason we lost power at the station or up at our transmitter site and we were off the air, we might not come back. Hopefully we will be back on, and hopefully everything will stay the same. But I'm just throwing that out there. If at some point we leave, we go play some music, and we don't come back, that could possibly be what happens. So want to throw that scenario out there. Knock on wood. Don't really love saying that, but don't want to leave you hanging either if you're listening out there. So, again, we are in a lightning delay here in Bainbridge. BG football leading Sydney 8-6. We just started the fourth quarter, and we are waiting to see what the decision will be. So we're going to read up some more here on the different rules, what they might do. We'll talk and get some more information, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes. So, again, for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned here on WCDO Sports.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
You're preaching to the choir, getting on yourself. Quit playing with your mind, you're spinning. If you think that I'm a liar, just try it for yourself. If clouds will open up, blue skies are willing. Yeah, I know it's so hard to throw away. Cause clouds will open up, blue skies are willing.
And today's best music, 100.9 and 92.3 FM, WCDO. High School Sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you here, live under the lights at Bainbridge High School, close to the high school, I should say. We're down here at the football field, and we are in a lightning delay. Score is 8-6, BG on top of Sydney with 11.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer for spinning some tunes back at our Sydney Main Street studio. So, again, we're in a lightning delay. A couple other games tonight as well are in a lightning delay or have postponed, including the big Tioga-Waverly matchup. And they are going to try to finish that game tomorrow. When it was called, Tioga was ahead 14-7. So that's certainly one to keep an eye on tomorrow. So in the meantime, we are waiting to hear what they want to do here. And there are certainly options like playing tomorrow and such. But this is officially what Section 4 says in terms of stopping play due to weather conditions. When a game is stopped and cannot continue or does not start due to weather conditions, the two schools' athletic directors need to make a decision on when and where the game will continue. The game will be continued from the stopping point. If both schools agree not to continue the game does not have to be finished and the score at the time of the stoppage stands. And we were saying off the air that essentially this would mean, in this case, that Sydney would need to agree to just say, okay, BG, you win 8-6, we'll all go home. We don't think that's going to happen. So they would either have to try to wait this out tonight, but we are continuing to see lightning here, or they would have to do some other option and finish the last 11 minutes and 33 seconds of this game maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday, that has its own snags, or maybe some night next week. You're looking into all those scenarios, but then you run into what happens with practice, days off, preparing for next week. Could be interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that I think our last one, at least that I saw, was, I think at this point, maybe three-ish minutes ago. So let's even say that, you know, we're totally clear. That would still mean it's another 25 minutes, basically, until the game can even start back up. You know, I don't know, you know, what goes into the decision-making behind this. If it's an easier solution to go, you know what, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. I don't know,
right?
You know, is that easier than just continuing to hope that in the next 25 minutes, nothing else happens, and then we can go from it from there, and then no telling how long from here the game goes on for as well. As we said, every time there is one lightning strike, that resets the clock, which is important to know. It's not just, okay, we think we're in the clear, we have to wait 30 minutes from that last strike. So we could get 2 minutes before kickoff and we see one.
And I would venture to say that we haven't gone 5 minutes here without seeing it. That clock has been reset several times in probably the 20 to 25 minutes that we've been currently waiting. So, you know, it's going to be a tough situation. I know that everybody's over there. We've sent out a couple of messages to get some information, got in touch quickly to get some Section 4 rules. So we're trying to keep you updated, give you the information, and I'm sure there's some people maybe sitting in their cars or waiting and saying, okay, what are they going to do here? So we're trying to pass that information along to you. And there's probably a few people at home saying, Nate, I want to go to bed, man. Tell me what the heck's going on here. So unfortunately, we're kind of at the mercy of the weather right now, and we're going to wait it out. I will say that a lot of the fans have stuck around, so this is cool to see. They want to see this game out. And unfortunately, I mean, the weather was pretty great here tonight. Beautiful sunset, but it's just been tough. There was some tough weather yesterday. All the heat earlier in the week, I'm sure, is playing into this. And so we're waiting to see. That's the point right now.
The weather right now is still great, other than just the lightning in the sky. You know, it's no rain. There's no thunder. There's just some lightning right now. We've definitely seen some intense strikes, for sure. But it's still great football weather, really, you know.
Great temperature. Without the lightning, this would be a beautiful night for a game. The wind has picked up a little bit here with the storm, but, I mean, the first three quarters, you couldn't ask for much better in terms of spectator weather, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us, we couldn't ask for anything better either. We had a great night with some great football. Just been interrupted a little bit here, and
yeah,
hopefully we get some answers at least soon.
Again, Sydney led this game 6-0 for a long way. They scored on the first drive of the night. They got the opening kickoff, marched down, and Dylan Easton on a quarterback keeper for about 15 yards, ran it in. They led the whole way to halftime. BG had a couple of great chances in the first half, including a fourth down on the two-yard line. They couldn't punch it in, so it was great defense by Sydney. 6-0 at halftime, and then BG gets the ball to start the third quarter, a long, methodical drive. They get all the way down to the one-yard line. Again, fourth down, they're able to punch it in, and that was Marshfield, Declan Marshfield, who ran it in from 1 yard out. They went for a pass play on the two-point conversion, and Connor Davey was able to hit Kyle Patton on a nice rollout to the right corner of the end zone, and they get the two-point conversion. So that is our scoring summary right now, and it's 8-6. So BG has only had this lead for a couple of minutes. It's been a Sydney lead for most of the night, but currently BG kind of in the driver's seat in terms of the control. I'm sure that's all going into the conversation between the two schools' athletic directors and the coaching staffs as well as the officials.
And it looks like the players are hanging out outside the locker room. It looks like to me for both sides, I think I see some Sydney down by the bus over there and definitely see some BG guys hanging out over here and just kind of hanging out, talking to the crowd. Oh, there's Lightning right there.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not really making it more than 5 to 8 minutes between flashes right now. So, and at a certain point, too, I know talking with these soccer officials last night, they basically said, you know, we're going to get to a point where we will tell the schools, you're done tonight, and you need to make a decision on what you want to do and when you want to redo this, but we're not going to sit here for all this time. So, yeah, we see some officials walking around now. So I guess we could be approaching that point sooner than later. We will see. But
going back to the time, it's 30 minutes. So 30 minutes from now is the earliest they could start the game back up, barring there's not even any more.
Yeah, definitely a difficult decision. We're going to take another music break. Again, we're in a Lightning delay here in Bainbridge. BG football leading Sydney 8-6. We'll spin two more songs. We'll come back. We'll keep you posted. If we get any information before then, we'll certainly let you know as well. So, again, Lightning delay, high school football. We're here in Bainbridge tonight for Skylar Thompson. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back in a few minutes on WCDO.
Celebrating 40 years as your Tri-County heartbeat, WCDO.
Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We've been lost for a long time, in a rut, no escape signs, and for love we were so blind. Oh, I hate to see you cry, there've been times where the truth lied, now it's clear as a blue sky. Like a band-aid over deeper cuts we tried, we couldn't stop the fate descending on.
All right, welcome back one last time to Bainbridge. No more game here tonight, folks. The lightning delay has turned into a postponed game, and they will finish this game. They will make it up at a later date, and they will finish the last 11 minutes and 33 seconds. As our score right now, BG 8, Sydney 6, but the lightning is just too much. We're barely making it 5 minutes between lightning flashes, so that is the decision. As soon as we know that information, whether it's going to be tomorrow or at some other time, I'm assuming the way that language was is that it would be at a different time. But we'll see. So, Sky, this game is over here for now. A great game tonight. Maybe we'll be here when they finish. Maybe we won't, but we did get to see a good football game tonight.
If we are, that'd be interesting to pick up a game with 11:33 left in it. But it's been a great game. Weather was very nice, obviously, up until just now, but really couldn't have asked for a better start to the season.
I'm going to make the executive decision that we will not do our three awards here tonight, just in case we get a chance to do the last 11 minutes of this game at some point, because you could really have some good heroes in that moment, you know. Certainly going to be an exciting last 11 minutes, how that game will be different, played on a different day at a different time. Obviously, the momentum will change a little bit. But this was a great game here tonight. Hopefully, we'll get to pick it up at a later date, but you can't control the weather, so this is our decision for now. Sky, great to be with you tonight, and we'll pick it up at some other point. If not, we'll have a game next Friday night.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to that one as well. As I said, we're off to a good start this year.
Big thank you to everybody here at BG. They always take such good care of us. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Again, lightning delay cancels the rest of this game here tonight as BG was leading Sydney football 8-6 at the start of the fourth quarter. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. Stay safe out there and stay tuned to WCDO.
CDO After Dark.
What is soup without noodles? It's nothing. It's warm liquid. The station is the noodles of radio. Without us, radio is just warm liquid. Something to think about.
CDO After Dark.
Have the pills done too much? Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch. I've been driving in LA, and the world, it feels too big. Like a floating ball that's bound to break, snap my psyche like a twig. And I just want